As you can see, beloved, I am standing in the wind right now. I got my payas behind my ears because if I don't, they'll be in front of my eyes. So it's an interesting thing to film when you're getting blasted by the wind like this. But I love it because it really creates a sense of action. And I was actually preaching last night from the Daystar studio in Jerusalem. It was very windy. And not only was it windy, but in the middle of the time of ministering, it was actually live being broadcast all over the world from the Daystar studio. It started pouring down rain on me, but I loved it. It was the showers of blessing. And so the Bible tells us that in the last days, God is going to bring forth a latter rain. And what we're looking for, you and I, every day of our lives, is to drink in the latter rain of the Holy Spirit, to be continually encouraged by the bubbling up of the Ruach HaKodesh that lives within us. Jesus said He had water to give. And if we would drink of the water that He gives us, that water would become within us a well of water from inside of us, springing up to eternal life. So, Father, I bless Your people right now. Father, I speak blessing over Your people. Father, Your word says that You came to bless us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So, Father, right now I speak to every one of Your dear saints, the majestic ones that are looking up to You, that have childlike faith in You, that are looking up to You, Daddy, because they need You, they trust You, they love You, and they believe in You. Father, I ask You to pour down upon them a new measure of glory from the Holy Spirit, that You would cover them with rivers of living love and rivers of living water. Holy Spirit, we thank You for being God manifest to us and for imparting the things of the Father and Jesus into our life. We love You, Father, and we give You glory today. And even as this city, Father, Jerusalem, is called the city of the great King, Your city, Father, we thank You that in Yeshua HaMashiach, You have made us Your temple and Your people.